And the Ducks are going to win their regular season opener on the road. Shot in tight by Costin off the netting. 5.9, and hey, we got to congratulate every one of these players tonight because it was a solid effort.
Yeah, and how about that play there? How about that stick from Brian Dumoulin that sent that shot on goal for the San Jose Sharks, deflected in the upper netting. He continues to just provide so much great things there on the back end. Job well done for the Anaheim Ducks.
There it is! Zeros on the board! Congratulations, coaching staff. Congratulations, Ducks. Solid effort. A 2-0 win in San Jose.
And they don't ask how, right, Steve?
That's
and
right.
Steve, good on you. I gotta trust you a whole lot more because countless times over the course of this game, you turned to me and you just said, I got a good feeling that the good guys are going to pull it out, and that indeed was the case.
All right, we'll give you a minute here. We'll just take a break because then you're coming back with Alexis Downey back at our studios in SoCal for a post-game show. 2-0 good guys. Nice job, fellas. Back with our post-game wrap coming up in a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. The Anaheim Ducks have started their season off on a high note, getting a 2-0 victory over the San Jose Sharks, and it is the first ever shutout victory for the Ducks in their season opener in all of their history. So a great way to start things off. I'm Alexis Downey, joined alongside Emerson Needham, who is at the SAP Center. Got to witness this win live. Emerson, your initial thoughts on what we just saw from the Ducks?
Hey, well, let me just first start out by saying I did not know that. I did not know that the Anaheim Ducks have never had a shutout in their season opener, so good news. And look, this was just a gutsy performance from Lukáš Dostál on out. I thought I mentioned his name, Steve and I, over and over again, the presence of Brian Dumoulin. We had the fortunate opportunity to talk with him during the first intermission, but he brought such solid play. He had some great moments from Tristan Luneau and Olin Zellwiger. And look, the list goes on and on about the contributors there on the back end. But how about the forwards, starting off by Isaac Lennestrom and that whole fourth line just getting it done. Nice feed from Brett Leeson. Nice patience for Brock McGinn, just leaving that puck, and that finds the tape of Isaac Lundstrom, who goes far side right over the pad. A beauty of a finish that got his team rolling, and the dagger from, of course, Trevor Zegras, launching it, 197 feet from the near side corner, dead in the middle of the net, and that rounded out the scoring. But I tell you what, AD, just a performance that we didn't quite see last year as far as going right down to the buzzer, right? Troy Terry mentioned in my interview with him earlier this morning that, look, it's about everything we've heard in regards to those tough one-goal losses. So many of those last season, the boys just got it done, played a full 60-minute hockey game, and it was fun to watch.
Certainly a big one for the Anaheim Ducks to get off on a high note with their season. And we're going to get into all the highlights now from this one, starting in the first period where the Sharks thought they got on the board first, a goal from Fabian Zetterlund on the power play. However, the Ducks would challenge it for offside. And, well, you'll hear the call now.
Here comes San Jose moving towards the net. A drive from way out. A booming shot there. And that was a rocket fired towards Lukáš Dostál.
And it was Jake Walman. Look, he was a difference maker in preseason, right? Each and every time our Anaheim Ducks faced off against the San Jose Sharks. And here they are.
And Zetterlund scores. Fabian Zetterlund, playing the number two line right wing, got possession of the loose puck, stick handled, and backhanded one by Lukáš Dostál. And they don't waste much time scoring a special teams goal and grabbing a 1-0 lead.
A big change there from the Anaheim Ducks is it would be overturned and it would be no goal. And Emerson, how big and important was this for the Ducks early in the game?
Oh, it was huge. I didn't see it during live play, that offsides on the near side from the goal scorer himself. And that was, of course, Zetterlund. But I tell you what patience in tight from Fabian Zetterlund, where he outweighed Lukáš Dostál. And he just slid it in on the far side. Luckily for the Ducks' sake, great challenge. And once again, I did not see that on that live play. So, look, that's just it shows the leadership from the head coach Greg Cronin and his staff, just making sure that they did indeed nail that challenge. So it's a big-time moment in the game, and luckily it went the Ducks' way.
And a big shout out to Austin Violette, who was behind the staff there making that call to challenge it for offside. So as we moved along in the first period, Lukáš Dostál, he came up huge throughout this game, but it started early, and that started with two big saves late in that first period.
Puck comes up the right wing side to Foley with speed. Throws the puck into the slot area. They shoot, save, rebound. Oh, one, Dostal with two consecutive saves. The last one on CeCe.
The Dost wall with the initial pad stop, and then he falls up with another ginormous save. He's been unbelievable.
30 for 30 tonight in the net for Lukasz Dostal, or Lukasz Dostwall, Emmer, as you said there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the main man right there. That he just countless saves, whether early on, keeping his team in it in the first period. Look, for the better portion of the first 40 minutes, San Jose was the better team. But look, it's this new mindset for the Anaheim Ducks. They knew coming into the season they needed to shore up a lot of those one-goal losses. I had a feeling this game was going to go into overtime, but a big goal there late, of course, by Isaac Lundstrom, and then, of course, the insurance marker from Trevor Zegras. Look, this is just a big-time team effort, and as you mentioned, just a big performance by Lukasz Dostal.
Certainly a few more highlights from this one to get to moving into that second period. Brett Leeson had a really nice shot on goal, and I guess it was telling because of how that fourth line ended up playing tonight, getting on the board. So let's go ahead and hear from that one in the second period.
Now a chance. Anaheim breaks in. Brett Leeson with a puck on a stick. Turns, shoots one over the shoulder of Vanacek that time. Off the glass. 11:15 to go. Second period. No score. Leeson shooting. Oh, and a save by Vanacek. Ducks players corral and surround the goal crease. McTavish there along with Leeson, but to no avail. No scoring that time.
A good shot there from Brett Leeson. 0-0. But moving into that third period, as Emerson was just alluding to, that was when the activity started for the Anaheim Ducks. Isaac Lundstrom getting the first goal for the Anaheim Ducks on the season.
Fowler plays it up for Brett Leeson. Here he comes with McGinn, with Lundstrom in front of the net. A shot, score! Anaheim finally gets one here at the 11-minute mark of the third period. What a pass, what a goal, and the Anaheim Ducks have a 1-0 lead on a goal by Isaac Lundstrom.
Now, Emmer, I think I alluded to it in that third content break that we had in the third period, but not exactly the player that people might have guessed to get the first goal for the Anaheim Ducks this season.
No, you and I had, of course, Troy Terry. Steve had Frank Vetrano, but it was Isaac Lundstrom who came up big late. Look, that fourth line for the Anaheim Ducks, of course, you mentioned Brett Leeson, Brock McGinn joining that trio. What an entry. Great patience on that play, going far side to near side from Brett Leeson. Brock McGinn just lifts his twig, and that puck is able to go right through him and on the stick of Isaac Lundstrom, who makes no mistake on the finish. I thought that line was active all night, finishing their hits. And in the case for Brock McGinn, he had countless injuries last season. A great start to his season here this year, just banging the body, playing a solid north-south game. Same with Isaac Lundstrom. Same with Brett Leeson. They're going to have to continue to do that just each and every game. And I tell you what, Brett Leeson, he was close to being out of the lineup, a scratch here tonight. He just delivered and played so well. Once again, I mentioned it quite a bit of times, their ice time was spotty. They were at times sitting on the bench waiting for their opportunity. Well, when it came late, they came up big, and they're just going to have to continue to have solid efforts like they showed here tonight.
A great point there about Brock McGinn after having that back surgery early and then having to deal with the rehab throughout the summer, having a great first game and a great fourth line, as we just noted. And one more goal came in this game. This one, Trevor Zegras, an empty netter to close it out.
We just saw not just two, three, but four guys back checking on that last play with Cutter Gauthier being the guy foiling everything. Good signs.
Hey, there's a puck down the ice. Score! From near the Anaheim Ducks goal line. The teammates come out and mob him. Lukasz Dostal does as well. And guess who got it? Number 11, Trevor Zegras, from deep in his own zone. scoring into an empty net, and by golly, the Ducks have a 2-0 lead.
Emerson, in particular, seeing Z get a goal in this first game after everything he went through last year, missing 51 games, how good is it for his confidence early in the year?
I think it's huge, and look, he has a lot better. Tonight wasn't his best effort, but look, when you can suck it up, know that you have better, and you know, for him, it's just getting on the forecheck. It is speed all the time. That's what he's got to be thinking, shift in and shift out. Look, he had some spurts of positive plays, but we all know Z. We all know what he can do. He can take this Anaheim Ducks team and put them on his back. That's how dominant he can be. So he's going to get back to that level. It might take a game or two. You just mentioned it. He ran into some injury trouble last season. So look, the timing, he's still trying to regain that full flight of play. And look, that's got to be a good feeling, something that he can go into Vegas's game tomorrow night with a little less pressure on his shoulders. So big time win. That was a huge goal in order to solidify and seal the deal for this Ducks win.
A big game tomorrow for the Anaheim Ducks taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, you just alluded to there. I mean, Emmer, it's a tough atmosphere to go into in Vegas, especially when you're doing it on a back-to-back. But what are some things that the Ducks might need to shore up on ahead of tomorrow's game?
Well, I anticipate them going back with Lukáš Dostal in net. Why not? It's early on in the season. This is a Vegas Golden Knights team with so much skill, lines 1-4. All three D pairings can make something happen. And how about Aiden Hill? It's going to be interesting to see who they roll with into tomorrow night's game. But I tell you what, the Ducks got to just continue to feel so confident in their goaltending depth. They got to feel really confident with guys like Brian Dumoulin stepping in and playing so solid. Thought Mentikov was great. The whole defensive pairs just came out to play. How about Olin Zellweger? Once again, I mean, he was a guy not slated to play. Jax Lacombe out due to illness just moments prior to puck drop, and great job from Olin Zellweger filling in those big shoes from Jax Lacombe. We mentioned just how stellar Jax Lacombe played throughout preseason. Big-time loss heading into this game for the Anaheim Ducks. Olin Zellweger stepped in. Everyone played so great till the very end. A gutsy performance, and it just got to feel good from the coaching staff on down.
Emmer, pleasure to have you on the post-game show. We have 81 more of these this season. Can't wait for all of them, and we'll see you tomorrow night in Vegas.
And can't wait for more wins. Come on, Ducks, let's string a few more of these. They feel so good. 2-0 Anaheim Ducks from SAP Center. Thanks for having me on the post-game show, AD.
Got to keep that momentum rolling into tomorrow, and make sure to stay with us for this post-game show, as when we come back, we'll have your thoughts from the text line. As I mentioned, 714-940-2950.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program, with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big, Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Parker McCollum, Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center. ACM Best New Artist, Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Beckham and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Welcome back with the Anaheim Ducks post-game show right here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Alexis Downey here with you. And we just had Emerson on the first segment of the post-game show. I'll be with you for the rest of it as the team is on the road. And we're going to keep things rolling just how we did last season. And so happy the Ducks got off on the right foot today. Now winning 2-0 over the San Jose Sharks. Now they go into Vegas tomorrow night, as we just discussed, and taking on the Golden Knights, and that'll be a tough atmosphere, as noted. But lots of things from this game that were positives and maybe areas of growth that the team can look at from this one. And I want to get to some of your thoughts as we have some messages rolling in on our text line. Start with those. Now, the first one that I'm going to get to here, Dostal, was huge. We can't let him take so many shots. That's going to wear him out. Number two in this text, Cutter, great back checking and hustle. And the third thought as a part of this text, Dumoulin is a pro. Good pickup. Yeah. Start there with Dostal. I mean, after the summer he had at the World Championships, I had a feeling he was going to come into this season and absolutely lead this team. And obviously, unfortunately, not having John Gibson right now due to that appendectomy emergency surgery, Dostal has big shoes to step into, really, and it's early in the season, but he's calm, he's cool, and he's collected. He's a pro at this point. We know what we're going to get from him. And he gets his second career NHL shutout tonight. Great way to start the season. 30 for 30 in net. So happy about that. Now, Cutter, he's someone that we've got a lot of messages about. And those were even leading up to tonight, people saying, I believe Cutter is going to have a really solid rookie season, maybe be high talks for the Calder. Even just in general, Cutter leads the Ducks in points this season. We had a prediction that we got a couple days ago on the text line here. I also have really high hopes for Cutter this rookie season for him. I mean, he's on the top line. He's next to Leo Carlson and Alex Killorn. And when I talked to Cutter recently, the one player he said he wants to learn from this season is Alex Killorn. And I mean, Killer, he's got the championship pedigree. He has two Stanley Cups. You know he brings that. And I think he works really well with some of these young guys. So I'm really looking forward to how he kind of mentors him this season. But great stuff from Cutter. And I know he already played one NHL game last season, but that was all the way in April. He had the whole summer to get ready for this game tonight. Great training camp. And it was a hard training camp, as we've noted many times on the broadcast. So great stuff on that end. Another text that I want to get to here. Let's see. FYI, last season, the Ducks had a record of 3-1 versus Vegas. The only loss was a schedule loss, the Ducks' first game of the season, and Vegas's third game. Yeah, thinking back to that game last year, that was a tough one for the Ducks, but they responded well against Vegas, and I hope that we see that again tomorrow. Obviously, a little bit of a different-looking Golden Knights team, but they looked pretty good in their first game. So We'll get to that a little bit later. A couple more texts that we have rolling in. Red from Buena Park. Welcome back, Red. Great to hear from you. He said, hi, Alexis. Happy Hocktober. I thought the Ducks played with great structure and everyone played their role. Dostal showed why he is so important to this young team. Dumoulin brought a stabilizing element to the back end in his debut. And glad to see a 30 in the shots on goal department. A lot of really good points there, Red. Especially, I didn't get to Dumoulin earlier, but we knew coming into this. I mean, you look back at his earlier years with the Pittsburgh Penguins and those championship years. I mean, you look at the players he's played with. He holds himself to a high standard. He walks around with just that air. You know that he's well respected in the teams he's played on, you know, being in Pittsburgh, then being in Seattle last season. He was looking for a fresh start, comes to the Anaheim Ducks. New opportunity playing with these young guys and, you know, playing alongside Pavel Mintikov, someone that very talented going into his second NHL season. So I really liked what we saw from him. Very stable on the back end as well, like you said. And another point in that message, 30 shots on goal. Yes, it's so good to see the Ducks putting up shots. And one of the areas that was concerning me in this game, though, was the fact that the Ducks had so many power play chances and originally really weren't putting that many shots on net in those. 5 power play chances in this game. The Sharks go into the box quite a bit. But overall, I mean, I think that's a whole nother conversation that's going to evolve this year, is what that power play is going to look like under new assistant coach Rich Kloon. But overall, 30 shots by the Ducks, 6 of them coming on the power play. I think that's going to be an area that it's going to be worked on through this season. And, you know, going into tonight, we've seen Jackson Lacombe on that first power play unit in the preseason, and obviously he didn't play in tonight's game. He was out with that illness. Olin Zellweger steps in, and you know, Zelly is very reliable. I was happy to see, you know, him coming in this game. 4 shots on net is kind of an opportunity for him, considering he wasn't necessarily supposed to be in the lineup, then comes in late. He knew he had to step up in this game, and I was glad to see him using a little bit of his offensive skills as well. All right, another couple texts that we got here. I'm very happy with the win, but man, there was a lot of sloppy play. Is it just first game rust, Alexis? Yeah, I think so, to be honest. And I'm with you. I thought, you know, the first period in particular, I was watching it, and it just, as Brian Dumoulin then said to Stephen Emmer, it was about the team settling in. And, you know, when they haven't played a regular season game and they've had to watch all these teams play all week, you can imagine it just takes a little bit to get going, and the speed of the game, and just all of the different aspects of it. I think it was a bit of first game rust, and also just a feeling out process for some of these newer lines. I mean, you look at the lines tonight. You had Robbie Fabry, a new face for the Ducks, playing with Mason McTavish and Trevor Zegras on the second line. Not necessarily maybe the line, obviously not the line we would have saw last year having Fabry now, but the line's just changing it up a little bit. Vetrano, Strom, and Terry on the third line. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a feeling out process for the guys, but obviously good confidence win tonight. And they did come together in the end. Certainly helps when Dostal is making all the saves that he did. But yeah, I think that it was kind of a choppy game. A little sloppy at points for sure. San Jose, especially in the second period, using a lot more of that possession time. The Ducks had a few turnovers early, but I think that Anaheim will be able to get it cleaned up. And another point in that text here from the same person, the defense pairings worked well tonight, despite some scary turnovers. Exactly. Yes, there were some turnovers, but you know, I think that some of these things are kind of expected early, again, because we do have a young team, but you see the young pairing on the defense. It's a younger guy with an older veteran guy. So I think that these things will get a little bit more cleaned up over time. So just some points there on that end, but certainly some good things as well. Despite some of that sloppy play, the Ducks finding a way to win in the end and holding the Sharks off the board. I think that was a big part of it as well. So we're going to talk more about this game, but we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
TuneIn's Coffee House Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House Station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What if the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before I know exactly what he
is. All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
Football out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack, whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between. We're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn. The app that lets you hear your world.
We're back with the post-game show. The Ducks are 1-0 on their season. 81 more games to go, but a great start tonight. And Peter H. just sent us a message, just making sure he added his name to his message. Thanks for adding your name, and thanks for the kind words. I did have a fun first game. Thank you so much, Peter. We always appreciate the messages that we get on our text line, and we'll be looking for them all season long. So make sure to stick with us. As I mentioned, that number is 714-940-2950, or you can always tweet at us on our DuckStream X or Twitter account. I think I'm going to start calling it X a little bit more this season now that we're kind of moving past Twitter, but same idea overall. Anyway, so I want to get into a couple of the stats from this game, and also wanted to note, I saw on the NHL media website that they noted that Isaac Lindstrom, obviously scoring the first Ducks goal of the season, he's now recorded 5 career goals against the Sharks, which is the most he's had against any franchise. So good stuff from Lundy there. So some of the final stats from this game, obviously I mentioned the Ducks 30 shots on net, the Sharks 30 shots on net. So on both sides, same number. Now they were a little down in the faceoff circle, 45.6% on that end, the Sharks leading there. Hits, 11 hits by the Ducks in this one. The Sharks had 13. The Ducks had 18 blocked shots. Talking a little bit about that defensive play. Sharks only had 10 there. So Ducks needing to find their lanes a little bit more, maybe in a sense, but obviously good to not have many of their shots blocked. Ducks 15 giveaways and 5 takeaways. So just some of the numbers from this first game tonight, this first victory tonight over the Sharks. And as I was mentioning a little bit before the break, just some of the things that stood out going into this game. You know, we talked about it in the pregame show. This Ducks team is faster this year, and I think that was on display tonight. And maybe a little bit of the sloppiness of the play is the speed of the game was a little bit faster for some of these Ducks players, and you know, some of these young Ducks players too, getting adjusted to this pace of play. One of the things that stood out to me when I just had my recent conversation with GM Pat Verbeek was he really emphasized that, you know, we have these young players. And they're still young. Some of them only going into their second season in the NHL, and they're still going to make mistakes. But, you know, obviously it's how they respond from those mistakes, how they learn, how they grow in their young careers, and how, you know, the leadership in the locker room teaches some of how uses some of those moments as teaching moments. And that's where it's great to have a captain like Radko Gudas, you know, him being a part of this team this year, just having that voice in the locker room, really excited for him. He's such a wonderful human on and off the ice. We get to see the fun parts on the ice, but off the ice, really great man as well, family man too. So on that end, first game as the captain, Radko Gudas, and this one, and you know, he started a little bit. He made himself known a little bit early in the game, but not too much of the butcher in this one. So, another area I wanted to talk about. I mentioned it a couple times already, but the power play units, obviously, since the Ducks had so many power play chances in this game, curious to see how that evolves, as I noted throughout the season. But on that first power play unit tonight, McTavish, Carlson, Gauthier, and Terry and Zellweger on power play one tonight. Power play unit two tonight, Zegras, Strom, Vetrano, Killorn, and Mitikov. So, you know, when you think back to last season, those have changed quite a bit. And hoping that we can see some more point production from special teams and this season. I will say that the first effort from the PK units tonight, great on that end as they held the Sharks only to one shot on net in that first period. So those were some of the notes from this game. We got another text here. The first Sharks goal called back for offside was a momentum builder from Ned in Costa Mesa. Big team win. We love that. You know, that was a point for me in this game too, where the Sharks get that early goal, you're down. It's not good, obviously, for the team. You feel it, I think, as a group. How do you respond from that moment? But like I mentioned, great call by the Anaheim Ducks coaching staff to challenge that one for offside. Win the call there. That's huge. Good, good start, obviously, for the coaching staff. So, yeah, definitely some things that I think that the team is going to need to make sure that are a little bit more fixed tomorrow, because you got to be a little tighter, a little quicker on some of the entries. I thought the fourth line, we talked about them obviously with Lundy getting the goal, but Brett Leeson pretty active in this game. And that was great to see after in the offseason getting that 1 year contract, coming back to the Ducks. So great stuff from the fourth line there. And I think tomorrow it's going to be interesting to see how the other lines start to contribute a little bit more into this game, because I feel like our defensive pairings, you know, were strong in this one. I mean, as far as putting shots on net, I mentioned Zellweger 4, and the other one leading the team, Tristan Luneau, 4 shots on goal for him. He's someone that I'm high on this season coming into the year as well. He looks solid coming into the year. He's a workhorse mentality, as Greg Cronin said. He has to slow him down sometimes, but that's a good thing. You want that in a locker room. So a couple more texts that we got rolling in. Good job, Duckstream staff. Thank you so much, Ned. Very kind words. Another text we got here. Loved the game. May we do the same thing again soon. Yes, tomorrow. In fact, taking on Vegas, 7 o'clock on the road. 6:30 pregame show. We'll have it for you right here on Duckstream. And, you know, that's going to be how we finish out the weekend before the team heads back to Honda Center on Wednesday for the home opener taking on the Utah Hockey Club. But good to get the win. The Ducks found a way to get the win in the end, getting those 2 goals. As I mentioned, Trevor Zegras, the empty netter there, and good for his confidence. And, you know, the one thing that I took from my conversation recently with him is he just wants to have fun playing hockey. And I think when he's scoring goals, he's going to be the Zegras that we know and love. And hopefully we'll see a bit of that this season, because we're going to need scoring from up and down the lineup this year, because that's an area that the Ducks needed to improve on after last season. So, as I mentioned, tomorrow night, same place, 6:30 pregame show for you on Duck Stream. And hopefully we'll see a little bit of a more cleaned up team tomorrow. Not sure if the lineup's going to remain the same. Will Joe Staal, after a great performance tonight, stay in the net? You know, I think there is a possibility of that. James Reimer, his backup right now with John Gibson out, as Reimer was claimed off waivers this week. You know, it's a situation that it's tough for the Ducks to be in early, but Reimer has been in the NHL for a long time, so good to have that experience behind Dostal as well. Anyways, so join us tomorrow, same place, same time, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. And if you want to stick around for the replay of this game tonight, your Ducks' first win of the season against the Sharks, that'll come up right after the break. Otherwise, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in for the first Duck Stream post-game show of the season. And like I said, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go Go.
Yes. You keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country a Go Go or ask your device to play Country a Go Go on TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park and Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.